Welcome to our Blue Papers podcast edition. Blue Papers are our version of White Papers here at 4imprint. They cover a wide range of business topics, all with an aim to help your organization succeed. This is episode number 146, the ABCs of A-B testing. This episode is presented by 4imprint Incorporated marketing associate, Lance Stratton. Learn to read, the ABCs of A-B testing. Remember when you learned your ABCs? It seemed complicated at first, but as you got the hang of it, you realized the letters held the secret to the English language. A-B testing, which is a method to compare performance of two variables at the same time, can have the same effect and transform the way you build a website or enhance online marketing. If you do it correctly, it takes the guesswork out of website improvements and enables data-driven decisions that shift conversations from we think to we know. For many companies, A-B testing is attractive because it can improve sales, revenue, and lead generation. In fact, research shows that companies that use A-B testing can generate 30 to 40% more leads for business-to-business or B2B sites and 20 to 25% more leads for e-commerce sites. A-B testing is exactly what it sounds like. You have two versions of an element, an A and a B, to evaluate user behavior and subject both versions to experimentation simultaneously to improve website optimization. With A-B testing, you can confidently conclude that if version B is preferred over version A, then version B is the design to implement. Do it correctly, and it's almost as simple as the ABCs. It's important to note that A-B testing is not a one-and-done activity, but an ongoing process. It should occur on a regular basis and become ingrained into the fabric of your organization with defined processes. Companies should test early and often to enable continuous improvement. Yet wide adoption still isn't the case with A-B testing. Why isn't it if it's so effective? In many cases, organizations either don't know about it or don't know how to do it. Some marketers only have a basic understanding of A-B testing and haven't quite figured out how to take it to the next level. Yet it's not as complicated as it sounds, and almost any company can master the art and science behind it. This podcast will teach you the ABCs of A-B testing and uncover some of the benefits it can yield for your organization. It will also walk you through the steps you need to implement successful testing. But like anything, A-B testing has its challenges and limitations. This podcast identifies the limits of A-B testing and provides tips on how to address any obstacles. So grab a notebook and get ready to go back to school. Class is in session. We'll start with the basics. A-B testing is also referred to as randomized controlled experiments, online controlled experiments, and split testing. It is considered to be a subset of the more complicated multivariate testing and is commonly used for web development, landing page optimization, and online marketing. A-B testing is particularly effective on e-commerce websites, news, and media websites. So why would anyone want to bother with testing anyway? Think of it this way. Every business website has an objective once a user lands on a page. Whether you want users to purchase products or sign up for subscriptions, the goal is to convert visitor behaviors that support the objectives. Perhaps you want to increase leads or attract new customers. What you want users to do varies depending on your business model. But the rate at which a website is able to get users to behave as intended is called a conversion rate. A-B testing measures what variations, A or B, are most likely to convert visitors to goal achievers. As mentioned, either A or B variants are presented unknowingly to selected visitors to determine which option has the highest performance rates. It enables companies to see if changes will increase conversion rates through comparison of A and B. Almost anything online that a user interacts with can be tested. Perhaps you want to see if changes to headlines make a difference or whether or not certain links and images lead to higher conversion rates. You might even conduct advanced tests related to pricing structures, sales promotions, free trial links, and more. To get your creative juices flowing, some of the elements that are well suited for A-B testing include, but are not limited to, headline or product descriptions, form length and types of fields, layout and style of websites, product pricing and promotional offers, images on landing and product pages, and amount of text on pages. For example, is it too short or too long? In reality, you can run an unlimited amount of tests and even run multiple tests at the same time. The list just mentioned is just a sample of the more commonly tested elements. In addition to landing pages and web pages, many marketers conduct A/B tests on emails and pay-per-click, also known as PPC campaigns. Email testing variables might include the subject line, personalization features, sender name, and others. If you're testing pay-per-click campaigns, you can A/B test the headline, body text, link text, or keywords. A/B testing is also frequently used with call to action or CTA options. You might evaluate the impact of altering the text on a call to action or its shape, color, or placement. The options are limitless. Again, what to test depends on the conversion goals. For example, if your goal is to increase the number of signups for product promotion, then you might test the length of the signup form or the types of fields in the form. Basically, if the site doesn't do a good job of convincing users to sign up, you want to explore what might be changed to improve conversions. Will a shorter form lead to more conversions? If you address privacy concerns, would it lead to greater conversion rates? There are unlimited opportunities to test. If you do it correctly, it can be an easy and effective way to take the guesswork out of user preferences and help identify what works best. Now let's discuss the benefits of A/B testing. If you're not sure why you should bother with A/B testing in the first place, consider some of the benefits. Perhaps the most compelling reason to use A/B testing is that it works, leading to improvements in sales, conversion rates, and revenue. As noted, companies that use A/B testing generate up to 30 to 40% more leads with B2B sites and 20 to 25% more leads for e-commerce sites. If that doesn't grab your attention, there are plenty of other reasons to explore A/B testing. Among other things, A/B testing is beneficial because it is affordable, easy to maintain, able to measure small performance differences, and valuable for fact-based decision-making with quantifiable results. Let's discuss these benefits in more detail. First, A/B testing can be an affordable and relatively easy way to measure what works best. There's no need for expensive usability specialists to monitor user behavior or analyze complicated interaction design questions. And after the upfront investment, there's relatively low cost to conduct another test. After you've identified what to test, it's only a matter of execution. There are a number of free or low-cost resources available at your fingertips. For example, Google Analytics Content Experiments is a free tool that can help you develop an A/B test. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. As indicated later in the podcast, there's an abundance of similar tools to implement A/B testing. Another advantage is that A/B testing can be easy to maintain in the long term and replicate. Organizations can quickly move from one test to the next without much effort, and the cost and resources for maintenance are low. Also, A/B testing can measure the smallest of changes that may have a big impact on conversion rates and the bottom line. Although it may sound implausible, small variations, like the color or size of a button, can improve results significantly. For example, what if you wanted to see if small modifications to the button users click to make a purchase will improve conversion rates? You would administer two test versions with different sizes and wait until a significant population tested each variation. You might discover that the site with a bigger button had a higher conversion rate that led to a 1% increase in sales. Although a 1% increase doesn't sound like much, the truth is that it can have a huge impact to sales and profits. If you are a big company, like Amazon, a 1% sales increase would amount to roughly $69 billion annually. Even for companies with smaller sales, like eBags.com, which generates $40 million annually, a 1% translates into an extra $400,000. Still not convinced that small changes can have a measurable impact? Perry Marshall, marketing expert and author of The Ultimate Guide to Google AdWords, recalled an A/B test that evaluated the click-through rate, also known as CTR, of two ads. The only difference between sites was the inclusion of a single comma. Despite this seemingly irrelevant detail, the variant that featured the comma had a click-through rate of nearly 4.5%, which represented an improvement of slightly more than a quarter of a percentage point over the control. A/B testing also helps resolve key business decisions with quantifiable results. it replaces gut instinct to make key decisions. In other words, because it measures the actual behavior of customers under real-world conditions, companies can eliminate the guesswork when determining what and how to improve. An e-commerce site, for example, might debate the use of coupons on a website and whether they are effective to increase sales. Rather than relying on marketing or other business units to make an educated guess, A/B testing can uncover how users behave with or without coupons and special offers. In some cases, you might find that coupons actually lower sales and conversion rates. In fact, some companies that tried A/B testing with and without coupons reported that overall sales typically increased by 20 to 50% when they did not use coupons. Every company is different, but with A/B testing, the numbers don't lie, so you'll know what's working with quantifiable metrics. So if A/B testing is so beneficial, why aren't all companies doing it? For some companies, A/B testing seems too complex and time-consuming, even though it doesn't have to be. Not everyone gives A/B testing high marks because of some of its limitations that include: it can only be used for projects that have one clear goal, it focuses on short-term goals and improvements, and it does not capture behavioral insights. So let's discuss. First, A/B testing can only be used for projects that have one goal and a single key performance indicator, or KPI. This goal must be measurable by counting simple actions. Examples of measurable actions include sales for an e-commerce site, users subscribing to an email newsletter, users opening an online banking account, and users downloading a white paper, asking for a salesperson to call, or otherwise explicitly moving ahead in the sales pipeline. Yet it is rare that the actions mentioned are the only goal of a site. If you are in the e-commerce industry, for example, the amount of revenue collected through sales is critical to capture. Yet sites that don't close sales online can't really say that a single desired user action is the most important goal. This limits the ability of A/B testing to truly measure overall impact. Also, with B2B sites, the objective is to make sure that users leave the site feeling better about your product or reputation. But these are immeasurable goals that can't be captured by simple user actions. In other words, goals like improving brand reputation or supporting the company's public relations efforts aren't measured by whether or not users click a specific button. Similarly, while you can easily measure how many users sign up for your email newsletter, you can't assess the equally important issue of the value they attach to your content and whether it has a positive impact on the customer. Another weakness of A/B testing is that it focuses on short-term goals, which is not always optimal. What if you need to determine if you should add a promotion to your homepage or product pages? A/B testing won't necessarily help with that decision or give direction on long-term planning. Since most companies can't afford to wait years before making a decision, A/B testing is a quick and easy way to get immediate feedback. Long-term planning, however, often falls to the wayside, and that can have future implications. Perhaps the biggest disadvantage to A/B testing is that it doesn't provide behavioral insights. You don't know why certain options are selected because you are not observing users or privy to their thought process. All that is revealed is that, statistically, more people performed a certain action with design A or B. You have no idea why a variant was chosen, yet this information would be helpful to make improvements to other aspects of your site. Now that you might be sold on the idea of A/B testing, where should you start? It's like the first time you sing the ABC song. You memorize the letters and start at the beginning. At a minimum, before you even break out testing tools, you need to develop concrete goals for testing, develop hypotheses on potential outcomes, and define what to test. The first step is to define the goals of A/B testing. Keep in mind that A/B testing most commonly fails because the test itself has unclear goals. You've got to know what you're testing and why. Companies run into trouble with A/B testing when theories are too vague or test two entirely different designs with multiple variants. In addition, a lack of clear direction may lead to additional and potentially unnecessary testing. It can also lead to missed opportunities that might have been identified had the test been performed with a specific objective in mind. Even before you get started, clearly identify what you're trying to achieve. Are you trying to increase sales or memberships? What are the conversion rates you want to achieve and what changes might improve them? You might use A/B testing to test a theory, perhaps adding a picture to a landing page will increase conversions? Do you know if people are more likely to click a red button or a blue button? Or if the headlines are changed to stress the time limit of the offer? These are all changes that can be easily quantified and measured with A/B testing. You should also develop a hypothesis regarding test outcomes. When you learn the ABCs, for example, even if it wasn't explicitly articulated, there was a hypothesis. Learning the alphabet will help you learn to read. Similarly, with A/B testing, a hypothesis is imperative so you know the objective and expectations. Think about what you expect to see or what you think will happen from the test. Do you think a red versus green button will lead to more conversions? What is the probability that a call to action button will be more effective if it is placed differently? Formulating a hypothesis doesn't have to be complicated, but it will support the goals of the test and help identify what will be tested. Lastly, but most importantly, it's time to determine exactly what to test, keeping goals and objectives in mind. What elements do you think will have the greatest impact if changed? What's identified, it's time for the fun part. Create and administer an A/B test, keeping the hypothesis and goals in mind. This will require the selection of the right tool to administer the test and capture results. Some of these tools are highlighted in subsequent sections. If you need help getting started, there's a 7-step scientific method. Step number 1, start by asking a question. For example, will the location of the search button make a difference to sales or bounce rates? Step 2, collect background research. Do the homework to fully understand visitors' behaviors. You can use Google Analytics or other analytic tools available to understand how customers behave on your site. Step 3, develop a hypothesis. A potential hypothesis, for example, might be that when the search button is on the left, customers stay on that site longer. Step 4, outline the number of visitors or days required to achieve meaningful results. Set benchmarks to determine the testing duration or number of visitors needed to obtain statistically significant results. Step 5, test the hypothesis. Create an A/B test that will capture variations between versions, A and B. Again, if you are evaluating the location of the search button, versions A and B will be located in 2 different spots to test the hypothesis. Step 6, analyze data and draw conclusions. After you collect the results, analyze the option that achieved the desired effect and draw conclusions on what makes a difference. For example, if the search button placement improves bounce rates, you might want to consider whether or not relocating other features might have an impact. And step 7, report results. Data is only valuable if it is shared. Inform other functions like marketing and information technology of the results to assist with future planning. Now, we'll examine some tools you can use to implement A/B testing. A/B testing requires some type of technology to implement testing elements and analyze data. Basically, the more sophisticated the testing, the more sophisticated the tool that is required. If you are intimidated with the aspect of A/B testing, fear not. There are plenty of tutors that can do the work for you or teach you how to implement it. Some tools are available at low or no cost and can walk you through the steps to develop and implement an A/B test. If you want to see an A/B test in action, visit whichtest1.com. Once on the site, it's a good idea to take an actual test and see how it works to gain a better understanding of the process. There are many tools to help with A/B testing. There are probably enough to fill a classroom. Some of the free basic tools include the Google Analytics Content Experiments and Optimizely. If you want an alternative tool with extra features, consider the Visual Website Optimizer or Unbounce. Whatever tool is selected, you will need to make sense of the numbers and draw comparisons between A and B results. Most A/B testing tools have statistical analysis capabilities built into the programs, but there are also a number of free calculators and tools that can be used to draw comparisons. 2 of these tools are usereffects.com's Split Test Calculator and HubSpot's Free A/B Testing Calculator. Of course, you can fully outsource A/B testing to another organization. This is a viable option if your organization has limited internal resources or is new to the concept. Some find this option produces faster results since the agency provides all necessary testing roles and expertise. It might be more expensive to outsource initially, but some companies find the payback justifies the investment. However, Aside from cost, there are a few downsides to consider if you outsource A/B testing. For one, you might have less control over testing if the outsourced partner takes the lead in determining what to test. In addition, a partner might not fully understand the complexities of your business and goals as well as an in-house team might. And the partner might lack detailed industry experience. On the flip side, outsourcing A/B testing might be a great way to learn about testing tools and best practices, which can later be transferred to an in-house testing team. Conducting testing in-house is another option. Some companies choose to create an internal team to handle all aspects of A/B testing. This method is often selected because it has lower initial startup costs compared to a testing agency. Some companies also prefer having more control over the testing process. An internal team chooses what and when to test. This is appealing to some because internal employees might have more knowledge of business functions and goals, and in turn, develop more meaningful tests. According to some data, companies that are most successful with A/B testing eventually develop and administer A/B testing in-house. That's not to say you won't encounter some challenges if you conduct A/B testing internally. It can take a long time to build a team and develop the expertise required to initiate A/B testing. Companies must find, hire, and train resources. Plus, you'll need to fill a variety of roles depending on the scope of your testing, including a testing manager, testing lead, test developers, and test designers. Usually it takes longer with an in-house team to start uncovering results since the learning curve is substantial. Perhaps you might consider doing a little of both, outsourcing some of the testing while building internal skills simultaneously. WhichTestOne.com is an excellent resource for this option. If desired, it will fly an expert instructor to your location for your choice of a full or half day of testing and conversion optimization training. The trainer will help companies determine what to test and how to implement new tests. It will also help develop an action plan for your website, landing pages, or email campaigns, and help your team leverage best practices. Still have more questions? Let's go over the FAQs. How long should you conduct A/B testing? The amount of time required varies significantly depending on the amount of website traffic and overall conversion rates. If you select the right tool, it can tell you when you have enough data to draw reliable conclusions. You might also establish internal testing benchmarks. For instance, you might decide to end the test when there is a 60% confidence preference for A or B, or if there is a clear preference early in the test. If you have questions regarding testing length, check out a duration calculator provided by the Visual Website Optimizer. Keep in mind that ideally, you should only run the experiment as long as necessary to achieve a high confidence that the test is accurate. What should you do after a test is completed? The first thing to do is to remove all testing elements and update the site with the preferred variations as quickly as possible. After that, you should move on to the next test. Remember, A/B testing isn't a one-and-done process. In reality, A/B testing should be continuous by exploring incremental changes that might impact performance. What are the potential outcomes of an A/B test? Overall, an A/B test can have four outcomes: no result, a negative result, a positive result, or an inconclusive result. You might find there is no discernible difference between variants and that users choose A or B an equal amount of times. You could also have a positive or negative result from the test and find that one variation is either harmful or helpful to your site. An inconclusive result is one that produces inconsistent data. It can also mean the test fails to present any result whatsoever. After you've mastered A/B testing, you might want to move on to multivariate testing, also known as MVT. While they ultimately share the same goal, to make sure a website is achieving the desired effect and supporting business objectives, multivariate testing lets you test multiple elements at the same time and can be highly effective for complete redesigns. It will also evaluate how elements work together on a page. However, multivariate testing is far more complex and requires greater knowledge for its execution. So, ensuring you've mastered A/B testing first is a good idea. Need inspiration to get started? Keep listening for some A/B testing success stories. How exactly have companies used A/B testing to make improvements? There are plenty of textbook examples that prove the value of testing. The company 37signals, for example, found that a subtle headline change generated 30% more signups than its original headline. Changing the headline to read, 30-day free trial on all accounts led to more conversions overall than the text, start a high-rise account. How would you like to increase leads by 201%? That's exactly what happened when Majestic Wines revamped its category page design in order to increase online inquiries for wedding services. In another example, Daily Burn, a diet and exercise tracking site, used A-B testing to improve conversion rates by 20%. Using the Google Website Optimizer, the company tested a simple variation that gave visitors fewer options to choose from and found that simplifying the site increased conversion rates significantly. Still not a believer? In yet another example, the company CareLogger realized a 34% conversion rate increase simply by changing the color of a call-to-action button from green to red. The company continued to test different aspects of headline and texts, eventually realizing a whopping 72% increase in conversion rates overall. By now, you might be ready to receive a completion certificate for the ABCs of A-B testing. After all, it can be a valuable activity for almost any company that wants to improve conversion rates. It's relatively easy, quick, affordable, and effective if you follow proper protocol. Most importantly, it works. Companies report significant savings and revenue from testing. Yet it's important to do your homework and proceed with a clear direction. Learning the ABCs takes practice, dedication, and patience. To be truly successful, become a lifelong learner and constantly test new ways to optimize your website and improve conversion rates. Armed with A-B testing knowledge, there's no reason you can't learn the ABCs and become an expert reader. Thanks for listening to this podcast on A-B testing. Look out for our next episode, Exploring the Seas of Mobile Display Ads. If you enjoyed this podcast and would like to listen to others, please visit our website at 4imprint.com/bluepapers.